Thursday morning, coming from Psalms 119:18, and we are just so grateful today and celebrating today our Dr. PK. Please, TMC family, join me as we go to our Heavenly Father in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we just love you and praise your holy name. We thank you for this gorgeous day that you have made. Lord, we are just rejoicing and we're so glad in it. Thank you for the wonderful blessings you've given us today on the Master's Call, Lord, and for our Dr. K. Roberts and our Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon, our Mother Eagle, Lord. Thank you for blessing them into overflow, Lord, and for doing exceedingly above all that they can ask for or imagine, Lord. Thank you so much for Artist Life family, Lord, and the Master's Call family. Thank you for just continuing to guide them and strengthening them, Lord, and giving us your wisdom and your revelation and your kingdom strategies. Thank you for every single speaker and listener on this call. Lord, thank you for just loving us, Lord, and for opening our spiritual senses, our spiritual ears, and our spiritual minds and eyes and hearts to hear and receive everything that you have for us, Lord. We love you, King Jesus. Your kingdom come and your will is done here on this earth that you call the Master's Call family, Lord,
amen.
As you have it in heaven. In King Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, again, it was a Jesus joy to greet you on this beautiful, wonderful Truth in Your Instructions Thursday morning. Heavenly Hostess, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Mr. Rebecca. Good morning, good morning. And thank you so much for feeding the people of God this morning and for opening it us up with a powerful prayer. You know, we love you and have just missed you so much, Minister Rebecca. Well, good morning. Good morning, my TMC family. So good to be here this morning on behalf of Dr. PK Roberts Patchen, our birthday lady this morning. Happy birthday. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. We're just so excited that you decided to start off your day with us today here on the Master's Call, which was founded over seven years ago in October. And we stand on a scripture verse, which is Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." And we have a mission statement that is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin their day. And what would we be without our theme for 2018, which reads, Through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. And I will just read that again. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, demonstrations, and revelations are being fulfilled and seen. So we just thank God so much for that theme for this year. Now, if you want to be a greeter here on the Master's Call, as you so beautifully heard Minister Rebecca do, or host, as you hear me doing, or if God has given you a word to share, please contact us at info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon or our wonderful prayer general, Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. Now, this company was founded over 26 years ago as Artist International, which is now Artist Life. And if you want to know more about the company, which has been here for over 26 years, please get with the tip with the person who told you about this call. I can guarantee you that an appointment with Artist will change your life forever. The new morning motivational call is held immediately following this call. That number is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617#. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294617#. And Charlie Lewis is going to present today, for today is Testimonial Thursday. Well, so much for the announcements. Oh, by the way, if you can't access this call free, there is a bridge number, and that number is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707, and follow the prompts. so much for the announcements. I am now going to introduce our speaker, who is absolutely no stranger to the Master's Call. She is my VGFFFFF. That means forever and ever and ever and ever. And that's none other than Pastor Saclanda Gelino, who joined the TMC family in 2010. Pastor Candy has two adult children who are Jaira and Gelino Elsie, and Xander, who is S. Alexander, but we love to call him Xander. Minister Candy is a G-ma to two adorable, and I have seen these babies. They are just too precious. Grandchildren, Lily and Jensen. And she also has a new one, Gabriel. Oh, my God, he's just so sweet. She was married to Stanley Gelino for almost 39 years prior to his going home in 2015. Pastor Candy is a retired Illinois licensed teacher, and as a corporate executive, she's contributed to several Fortune 500 companies for many years. She's also a health coach. She was a member of Living Word Christian Center, where she served in many, many aspects of the ministry. And Pastor Candy became an ordained pastor in 2014. Now, while Pastor Candy was not called to pastor a church, she was called to minister to the grace, joy, and glory of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Pastor Candy has a coaching ministry called Living Above the Clouds, where she proclaims that when we put our faith in the blood of Jesus Christ, the storms of life cannot defeat us. She is a faculty member at Joseph School of Business for Entrepreneurs and is a consultant for the Illinois Small Business Development Center, and I am a living witness, glory be to God, but for God raising her above the clouds many times, Pastor Candy would have been swooped away by the tornadoes, earthquakes, and tsunamis that have hit her life. My BGFF, Pastor Candy, is compassionate, committed to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, actively involved in the work of the ministry, is a needed and necessary vessel, is devoted in every area of her life, from her relationship with God to her relationship with others as a mother, a wife, a sister, an aunt, a friend. She is youthful and loving. I now will present to you with honor my BGFF, my friend, my sister, my road dog, my going, doing everything we need to do together, sister, Pastor Saclanda Candy Gelino. Are you there, sweetheart?
I am here. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Praise God.
Good morning, TMC family. I am so thankful to come before you again this morning. I praise God for each and every opportunity I have to present his word. My thanks to Minister Rebecca, who so graciously greeted the callers this morning, and to my best friend a woman could have on this side of heaven, Minister Willa. Thank you for being you and for everything you do for the body of Christ on and off this call, and for being the wonderful ride-or-die friend that you are to me. I love you. Dr. Vanessa, your guidance, encouragement, and example inspires anybody who gets within ear's range of you. Thank you so much. Dr. PK, our birthday girl, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. You rock. I remember a different widow, Dr. P.K. Roberts, some years back, as you struggled to make sense out of the hand that life had dealt you. But through prayer, faith, and perseverance, you overcame. And look at you now, Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton. You are doing it. You keep right on keeping on, girlfriend. Thank you, Dr. P.K., and may God continue to bless you with many, many more years. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we take this time this morning to say thank you. We bless your name. We honor you. We give you the highest praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, I surrender my voice to you. Speak through me. through this mind, through these lips, I command the words spoken out of my mouth to be yours, unhindered, unchecked, and unchanged. In the name of Jesus, I come against every spirit that has opposition to your word and your will. I pray every listener on the call today will be encouraged, enhanced, and empowered to step out of their role as mere listeners to your word and become fired up, unstoppable doers of your word. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I'm going to assume that everybody on the call this morning has at one time or another been to a cemetery. If you've been to a cemetery, no doubt you've noticed the headstones there. Every headstone there represents a person who has deceased. Every headstone has two dates on it. And between those two dates, there is a line, a dash. The first date represents the person, the date the person was born. And the second date represents the date of the person's death. The dash in between represents that person's life. It captures everything that took place from the time the person was born until the day they died. What's interesting to me and what strikes me about that is this. All the dashes look the same. There's no difference in the lines. You can't tell anything about the person's life by looking at that dash. From the kings of states and presidents of countries to serial killers. From Nobel Prize winners to perpetual addicts who never worked a day in his or her life. And although the dash on each headstone looks the same, the information or the details of that person's life that dash represents is very different and is what really matters. As I pondered on that thought, this question occurred to me. To whom does it matter? Does it matter to the casual observer who is walking in the cemetery looking at the headstones? Probably not. Does it matter to the person's loved ones who are left behind? Perhaps it might. Does it matter to the deceased person whose body lies under the dirt on which the observer stands? I submit there is probably where it matters most. I believe the only person to whom that dash, that single line, that life story will ultimately matter in eternity is the person whose name is on that headstone. You see, it is that person's life that will be judged as they alone will stand before God. I'm going to talk to you this morning about decisions, purpose, and living intentional. Life is like a hurdle race, and ever so often you have to jump over and overcome hurdles. Sometimes in life, as in a race, the hurdles we face seem too difficult to overcome. So we procrastinate. We decide to put things off, and the race ends before we accomplish our goal. We don't make it over the obstacle. We trip. We fall. Why? Is it because we decided not to jump a hurdle that we thought was too high for us, not trusting God? Or is it because we didn't have the necessary discipline to complete the required training? Or did we decide not to train long enough or hard enough? Did we decide to walk around it, go under it, or blast through it rather than jump over it? All of which would give us different results. Decisions. Life is also like a buffet. There, too, we are presented choices. We must decide. And depending on what we decide, depending on the items we select, can determine the fate of our very lives. Life requires choices, whether you know it or not, whether you like it or not, whether you believe it or not. You have to make decisions. You must decide. You need to be intentional about deciding. And every decision you make, even if your decision is not to make a decision, at some point it will have an impact on some aspect of your life. I believe that once a person reaches a certain level of maturity, you are able to look back at your life and see the consequences of the choices you made, the good and the bad. So, what am I saying? It is important to choose your course in life
as opposed to just going with the flow. We're talking about decisions, purpose, and living intentional. We have to prepare and plan. Failure to plan is planning to fail. I'm going to say that again. It's important. When you fail to plan, you actually plan to fail. I want to say a little bit more about that. Planning is deciding in advance how, when, and where to do something and in what stages. Planning is a continuous process. When a person plans, they have action in mind. They are going to do something to achieve a desired result. Planning is the roadmap to action. It guides and directs what is about to be done so that action will lead, not in random directions, but to a desired destination. When you fail to plan your life, you plan to fail your dash. Saints, we as African Americans typically do not plan. That needs to change. Your life, that dash, is about decisions, intentional decisions and choices. It is about being and doing. How are you being? What are you doing? How do you find a way to make a difference that matters? We must simply decide. Your destiny is not a matter of chance. It's a matter of choice. Romans 11:36 says, everything comes from God alone. Everything lives by his power, and everything is for his glory. And Proverbs 16:4 says, the Lord has made everything for his own purpose. We're talking about decision, purpose, and living intentional. Here's some decisions and choices that were made, that were life-changing, that yielded life-changing results. Columbus decided to prove the world was round. By doing, he sailed around the world. Several men gathered in Philadelphia and decided they were not going to live under the tyranny of British rule. They signed the Declaration of Independence. Abe Lincoln decided to end the shameful practice of slavery by doing. He issued the Emancipation Proclamation. Orville and Wilbur Wright decided to prove the experts wrong by doing. They made the first successful flight of a heavier-than-air flying machine. Rosa Parks decided to sit in front of the bus and take a stand against injustice by doing. She refused to give up her seat in Montgomery, Alabama. Moses decided to lead the Israelites out of Egypt by doing. He went before Pharaoh and delivered God's message. Joshua decided to take Jericho by doing. He led the people around the city, and those walls came tumbling down. David decided the Israelites could defeat the Philistines by doing. He slayed Goliath with a slingshot and a stone. Esther decided she would save her people by doing. She went before the king without being summoned. Jesus decided to be the living sacrifice, the Savior of the world, our Redeemer, by doing. He went to the grave trusting God to raise him so that mankind to be saved and again have dominion over the earth. Living intentional is deciding why you are here. When you find your purpose, the need for discipline will be a thing of the past, not because you won't need discipline to achieve your purpose, but rather because you will no longer struggle with discipline. I'm talking about decision, purpose, and living intentional. Think about your dash as an acronym. The D stands for discover your purpose, decide on a plan. The A, act on that plan. The S, surrender it back to God. The H, help somebody else. Find the purpose for your life, your dash. Discover what it is that you must get out. When you love who you are happy being you. When you love what you do, you're happy doing it. Sometimes people get discouraged when the currents of life surface. Remember, life is like a race. There are hurdles, and you can't give up. When you are pursuing your God-ordained, God-purposed life, there will be adjustments that you will have to make, uncomfortable choices, unpopular decisions, and you will continuously need to make corrections, adjustments. It is like a pilot flying a jet internationally. During that flight, along the way, the pilot has to continuously make small adjustments.
Amen.
To keep the plane on course.
just keep reminding yourself that you are a child of God, and God is directing you to make every small adjustment needed to keep you on course. TMC family, don't be afraid to make decisions. Know your purpose and live intentional by preparing, planning, and taking action. Make the dash between your dates matter, because they most assuredly matter to God. And besides you, He is the only one to whom it really matters. Back to you, Minister Willa.
Praise God. I thank you so much, Pastor Candy, for that wonderful word that you have given us, all about living life purposefully and live, making the most of the dash. I will now turn the call over to, may God continue to bless you richly, Minister Candy. I will now turn the call over to Pastor Vanessa. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Pastor Candy, for that rich word. Of course, today, as we've been hearing all morning, is the birthday, 65th birthday of our co-founder. It's also the birthday of our co-founder of Artist Life, Alejandre Diaz de Leon. So we are excited today on this call to really highlight and celebrate our co-founder. We love her so much, appreciate her. So at this time, I'm going to ask our songbird to start us off with singing happy birthday to our special lady.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Dr. Vanessa, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Praise God. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Patton. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Dr. PK. We love you. May God continue to bless you. May He continue to lift you up. And may He continue to allow your light to shine brightly in this super fantastic world. Back over to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Well, I asked our TMC family, the queue is open. If you'd like to give a shout out of love to our birthday guest today, we love her, we appreciate her, but I know since this call is recorded, she would love to hear your personal shouts out of love. And Dr. PK, at the end of the call, I want you to go to PayPal. We are going to bless you in more than just shout outs. We want to have you have a little bit something extra to celebrate this day with. We'll start off with our first shout out of celebration coming from the Silver Fox. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, and happy, happy birthday, Pastor PK. I just want to say that I thank you for making the choice to make that dash count, and that your inspiration and your love towards me guided me back to Jesus Christ, and I love you so much. So happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday, and be so ever blessed.
All righty. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Silver Fox. We're going to head on out to Pearland, Texas, where I tell you she rocked the house this past Sunday at our TMC service when we closed it out in Houston. I'm talking about none other than Minister Edith Byrd. Good morning.
Good morning, good morning, good morning.
Oh, glory.
We love you. We love you. We do. And God loves you, too. We love you, Dr. PK. Happy birthday to you. Have many more. Dr. PK, my homegirl, may our Father continue to bless you exceedingly abundantly above all you can ask or think. May He shower you with a birthday like none other this day, and that in the years ahead, you'll continue to enjoy the greater. In Yeshua Jesus, our Messiah's name, we pray. Amen. Love you to life.
Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But we want to hear now from our prayer general. We're going to keep it with your home folks right now. Come on, Minister Brenda.
Good morning, good morning. And I say happy, happy birthday from one Mississippi queen to another. God bless you, Dr. PK. I love you and so appreciate what God is doing through you and for you. And I wish that God will continue to bless you from this day forward with many, 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 many more blessings that he has in store for you. I love you. God bless you. Back to you, Dr. V.
Thank you. All righty. We're going to head up on the East Coast. Good morning, Miss Benita. Welcome to the call, to the birthday celebration.
Good morning. Good morning. So delighted to be a part of the TMC Telecommunications Sanctuary. Even more excited to wish my Dr. Dimples a happy birthday. She shares the same birthday month as my precious angel Ursula on the 3rd. So you guys are just so sensitive and you want to save the world. And I love you, Cancerians. Love you, Dr. Dimples.
All righty. Thank you for that. We're going to head back down now to Florida to our host for the call today. Come on, Miss Willa.
Happy birthday.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord. Oh, Lord.
Happy birthday, Dr. PK. You know, Dr. PK, I only sing to my special people. And because I love you, do you. Happy birthday, Dr. PK. You know, you are just, Dr. Vanessa, you're laughing, but I want you to know that Pastor Candy and I did karaoke on the cruise, okay? I have no shame in my day.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not, Ashley.
But seriously, Dr. PK, you know I love you, and just thank you for just all that you have done for the Master's Call. Have a, as you would say, super fantastic day. Hugs and kisses to you. Back to you, Dr. Vanessa.
Thank you. All right, we're going to head to Motown now to hear from our faithful general who's been with this call for all of its longevity. Come on, Pastor Everett Thomas. Good morning to our birthday celebration.
Well, praise the Lord. Happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Robert Patton. Just want to say thank you for all that you do, all you're yet going to do, because God has even greater things just for you. Happy birthday.
All right. Prophesy this morning, man of God. I ain't mad at you. All righty. We're going to head on down to Florida. Come on, Sister Blackwell. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, everyone. And it is such an honor and a pleasure this morning to honor the one that always is so thoughtful and considerate towards others. Thank you so much for being in my life, Dr. PK Robert Patton. I look forward to meeting you soon one day. And thank you for all the love and the consideration you have showed me and my family. Happy, happy birthday and many more.
All right. Thank you so, so much, Sister Blackwell. All right. We're going to head up to Boogie Down Bronx. Good morning, Minister Cynthia.
Good morning, Dr. Vanessa. Good morning to everybody. I guess you say, what am I doing? I'm rushing to see the governor. But in the meantime, I could not go and say happy birthday. I was going to sing, but since Minister Willa kept to sing, I
don't
just want to say happy birthday.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, and I wish you many, many more. I love you, Dr. VK Patton. I love you. Have a great day. Thank you, Ms. Willa. Have a great day. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa. Back to you. Love you guys. Have a great day, everybody.
All righty. We're going to stay on that East Coast. From your other spiritual daughter, we call her the Queen of Health, the power couple. Come on, Miss Victoria.
Good morning, good morning. We couldn't go without wishing Mama PK Patton a super fantastic birthday. This is from your Jersey children. Enjoy your day. Enjoy your day.
All right. Okay, the queue is cleared again. It has filled up. Anybody else before we let her come in? Give her salutations. We're right at 7:30. We've been doing great. Thank you all for coming on the call. I see quite a few of you who are on the call. All right, come on, my special sister. Come on, Miss Sister Wanda. There in
Happy
Chicago.
Happy birthday birthday to you. And may the Lord bless you with many, many more. Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton, enjoy your day and let the people celebrate you. I know you and your honey going to have a good time. God bless you. Love you.
All righty. So anyone else before I let her speak to us that wants to jump in and say a happy birthday, we just want you to feel the love, know you are loved, and I'm so glad your family made it in safely. You can spoil those grandbabies today. All right, our last shout-out, last two shout-outs. Come on, Miss Anna Wallace in San Antonio. Good morning. Welcome to the birthday celebration.
Well, good morning. Good morning. I just want to wish her a Patton a happy birthday and that she will be blessed and enjoy her day.
Oh, thank you so much. It was so good seeing you and Brother Albert, Pastor Albert. All right, last but not least is the Queen of Hospitality. Come on, Miss Charlie Mae Lewis from Cedar Hill, Texas, our president, joining our celebration.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. I just like to say happy birthday to Dr. PK, and I pray that your day is filled with nothing but love and happiness and that God blesses you to see many, many, many more wonderful years.
All right, thank you. Well, I did say the last one, but I guess I have to let your husband come on in and say a little something, something. Come on, good morning, Brother Lester.
Good morning to everyone. First, thank you all for wishing my beautiful queen a very happy birthday. But, Dr. B, I beat everybody. I woke up this morning at 12:30 and told her happy birthday.
I thought about doing that, but I knew that was your job. So I backed up this year because I've done that before, and she'll tell you, I've done that before. So I said, she got what she needs right now. So I'm so glad. And I know we have no doubt you're going to take excellent care of her and the grandkids, and I'm just looking forward to y'all having an absolutely awesome day. Thank you for all you do. Thank you, sir, for making her so happy. That means everything to all of us. All right, Queen of the Day. Our dear beloved, what they call Dr. Dimples, Miss Super Fantastic, Woman of God. Come on, co-founder. Happy, happy birthday. We'd love to hear from you this morning.
Can you hear me?
I hear you, beautiful.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you. I give God the glory this morning for another day, another month of celebrations, another year. I thank God, for he has surely, surely blessed me tremendously. And I am a testimony for what God will do for you when you are faithful to him. God blesses faithfulness. One of the greatest gifts that God has given me is, well, you know, of course, is salvation, but the relationships that he's brought into my life, the relationships that I've received as a result of being the ambassador, first of all, a member of artists, and then the ambassador, and the God gave us the idea of founding this call almost 8 years ago. And Pastor V, you have been the wind. You have been the faithful wind beneath my wings. You have not gone. You have not feathered. You have not. You've been here, and I thank you. And I know we got to get over to the other calls, so I'm going to make this very brief. To each and every one of you who shouted out to me this morning, I mean, God, you all just made my heart so, so full. And I thank you for it. I thank you, thank you, thank you, and I love you all so much. Thank you for your commitment to this call, to God and to this ministry. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I could call each of your names, but I will not. I got them all right here. I want you all to know that God has blessed me, and I tell
tell you the message this morning, Minister Candy, was so appropriate for today. And I pray that my dash will absolutely be something that God will say, come on in, thou good and faithful servant. You deserve to be right here with me. And so I thank God. I give him the glory for all things. Yes, my husband woke me, with 2 dozens of roses this morning, 2 cards, a bundle of money, and the children coming in saying happy birthday and devoting all of it. It was just absolutely magnificent. And so I know with my day starting off like this, and now with the TMC family, that it has to just keep going up, 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 and up. I love you. God bless you, and take care.
All righty, woman of God. You know I'm multitasking. All righty, well, we wanted to make sure that this was a very, very special start of the day for you. Enjoy your day.
Thank you, Pastor V. I already got your enjoy your day message. I know you were trying to be early. You were normally the first one.
I know, but I told you, you got a tall, dark, and handsome one to step up and take the place. I could not compete with that. You're right. I thought about it, and I was showing up wide and awake. And I looked at it, I said, no, that's Lester's glory. Let me not steal it. I'll just do my part and be here today. And again, I was so glad to see that your babies made it, and you could hear your GG face to face. So I just know that the rest of us are gravy now, y'all, because the grandkids have made it. So we just want you to enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. They have a lot of new things planned for you today. You cannot run anything. Do you understand that, Dr. P.K. Robinson? This is for you to receive.
Well, they already got me up. I'm dressed. I'm ready to go. They said we're going to the spa first thing this morning.
That's right. They got a whole day planned. I want you to just enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. So on behalf of our TMC family, thanks again. Enjoy your birthday. Let's close in prayer. Spirit of the living God, we just thank you for life, for the life of our co-founder. We just praise God for all you've done for 65 faithful years. Thank you for her family there with her, her TNC family here, and even her Artist Life family that love her so much that she goes through this day. Give her God week after God week after God week so she knows that she knows that she knows that she knows that your hand is upon her life. Now bless this entire call. We thank you for the awesome word that came forth from Pastor Candy today. Bless her, keep her strong in you. So as we leave this call, but never your presence, we celebrate you, Jesus, as we celebrate each other, and we'll give you all the glory, honor, and praise in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and be blessed. And again, happy birthday, Dr. P.K. Roberts. Love everyone. Bye-bye.